Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Let's talk more rock. Let's talk more rock. Let's talk more rock.
Wow, I guess we better start the show. The audience is getting restless.
That sort of thing never happens in my basement. Okay, Patrick.
Okay, Jim.
Day two of the live
this
event.
This is so fun. Epic live event. We all slept over in our sleeping bags here. It was really fun. Dan Gerske talks in his sleep. I learned that. That was weird. But other than that, it was really fun.
It was more of a weep than a
yeah.
talk, right?
It was crying, and it's very strange.
Yes.
But somebody rolled over and hugged him. That was nice.
Okay.
I hope that was his one.
So we're at the Black Walnut Brewery in Leesburg, Virginia.
Yep.
We are truly rocking the suburbs.
Yeah, we are. Way out here.
Recording live in front of real, actual people. And I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We always forget to say that. And with us again today, we have special guest Lisa Saeed. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. Thanks
Hello,
for having
Lisa.
Me.
Lisa. She doesn't know what she signed up for here. Because
no.
She signed up for one of the things we occasionally do, which is a little... game slash what?
Epic event
called Let's Talk More Rock, as you guys already know. Dan Gerske is a survivor and veteran of that game. We played that with Dan. That was really fun.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. We
first
did
time.
A,
yeah, that's right.
He
broke
did,
the seal.
He lost. It was
nobody loses and nobody wins. So normally on this show, we ramble a lot about music, and Jim and I talk, and especially me, and we go on and on and on. So what we thought we would try to do one time is have a more rigid structure around this, and we're going to play this here with Lisa. She's been kind enough to subject herself to doing this. We're going to play a couple of rounds of Less Talk, More Rock. So each of us has chosen three songs, right, Jim?
Three songs that we want to talk about.
Three songs that we want to talk about. We have 30 seconds, the chooser, to set up that song. Then we play the first minute of that song, and then the other people or the group or anyone has 30 seconds to discuss this, and we have a timer. We're very strict about this, so you can't talk more than you rock. That's the idea, right? We're going to rock equally with our talk. So as you can see, by the way, I'm rambling on in this introduction, that's a good thing that we have a
yes,
timer.
That's right, because otherwise I have a lot of editing Patrick out of the episode
right.
to do.
It's like hours of
later.
Patrick rambling
yeah.
and rambling. Yeah,
I'm up late. My wife knows all about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's very
oh,
sad.
Okay.
Talk about weeping in your sleep.
So this gives us some structure.
Yeah.
This gives us some structure here, and thanks, Lisa, for playing along.
Yeah, thanks
right?
for playing along. And remember, no going over 30 seconds or
so,
you're out of here.
No.
Not really.
No,
that would never
here.
Happen.
Okay.
You can probably talk as long as you want, and we won't cut you off.
Okay, so we have the timer that you all can see here displayed on this phone. I'm not sure how well the like little alarm beep kind of thing goes off, but you all can just, you know,
yeah,
give us a big
if
buzz
we,
or
if
something.
If we can get a countdown right? for like the last 5 seconds, that would be great.
No.
Oh, no,
you're
don't
talking.
Do that. That's right. Never mind.
Okay, so I'm going to start. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Jim is going to begin.
So all right, so here we go. So the other day, I was at the new club in D.C. called The Anthem. Has anyone been there?
Yeah.
A couple people. And I was there with my good friend Bill Horn, who's right here in the audience, and we went to see LCD Sound System. And it was a great, great show. It was maybe not life-changing, but it was really a great show. Lots of fun. I have 8 seconds to go. But one song they didn't play was a really popular song off their first album.
Show you the ropes. Got a bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house, my house. All the furniture is in the garage.
Okay, 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, Lisa, I'm going to give you a chance to talk, but I just want to say one thing really quick. It's only going to take me about 30 seconds. You know, like, so James Murphy at LCD Sound System, you know, he's a big music fan, and that's why I'm still kind of mad at him because he pulled the fake retirement thing. He did a big farewell show, and he came back, so.
I was going to say something along the lines of, all I know about LCD Sound System is they're going out of business sale documentary. And that's, is that what it was?
Yeah, the big documentary.
Yeah, it was.
That was Daft Punk is playing at my house, by the way. Oh, there's something. All right. All right. So, Patrick, I think you're up next.
I'm going next. Yeah.
So, hang on. Okay.
Okay.
Go.
When was the last time, Jim, you wrote the lyrics to a song down in one of your notebooks? And when was the last time anybody here did that? It's been a long time, right? We grew up. So I wrote the lyrics to this song down in my notebook because I like it so much. It's a song about by Lee Baines and the Third and the Glory Fires. It's an album I'm just pretty obsessed with. Thank you, Doug Mulvihill. But it's a song about how our regional identities are getting whitewashed away from us, and we don't want that to happen anymore, and you should be proud of some of the things you have in your heritage, and that's what this song is.
Okay, that's Whitewash, right?
Whitewash, yep.
A little bit more of a stripped-down sound for this band than on the rest of the album,
yeah,
right?
There's 12 guitar overdubs that come in the second half, so don't worry. Electric guitar overdubs.
I forgot to hit the start button. Sorry, people. We got a little extra time this time. So, Lisa, what do you think?
Sounds good.
Yes.
I didn't catch what they were talking about, but it sounds good.
It's kind of hard in this limited amount of time with all these people around here, right? But Patrick has the lyrics written down, so
yeah,
he can
so
share
that
with
you. If you want to borrow my notebook,
yeah.
You can check them out anytime.
Right. They're from the South, right?
Alabama.
Yep. And so, well, I don't even want to get into this. How does this play in today's culture? But we'll, I'm almost out of time anyway. So
that's the rub. Yeah. This today's culture.
All right. Now, hang on. Lisa, are you ready for this?
I think so. I might have drank a little bit too much to play with you guys, but
you've obviously never listened to our podcast.
I have. I still drink too much.
I'm starting the clock now.
Okay, so this is a song that's a radio song of Rod Stewart, but I got the album with the liquor cover. It was an LP. I don't know why I don't know what it's called, but it's not Never a Dull Moment. But this is a song that's pretty much the equivalent of I ghosted you, but I'm kind of coming back and, you know, calling you collect and stuff like that. I don't know what else.
That was impressive.
Wow. She made it with time to spare. Everybody knows that song, right?
Yeah, You Wear It Well by Rod Stewart.
It kind of sounds a little bit kind of sort of like Maggie May, but not the same song.
Yeah, 1972, but it's right in the pocket of classic Rod Stewart. What a great singer he is, Jim. His voice is like immatchable. I mean, got razor blades in it, and it's all so beautiful at the same time. And yeah, the theme there is, wow, you're right, Lisa.
Sang with incredible emotion back then.
Yeah,
especially.
What a beautiful song. Just, I don't know, it's a top 10 hit, man. It's a fantastic tune. It's just... All right. How do you get any better?
All right. That was round one.
All right.
Round two.
Ding, ready, ding. Ready for round two?
I'm pretty sure I won that. Yeah. So.
All right. Okay, here we go. You guys all know Sharon Jones. You've heard of Sharon Jones? Anyone? Okay, so earlier on the podcast, we got a lot of great response. We talked about a soul singer named Charles Bradley, and he just passed away, died from cancer. And on the same label, Daptone Records, just last year, his label mate Sharon Jones died, and they're putting out a new record of some of the last recordings that she made before her passing, and there's a new single out. It's called Matter of Time, and I think you want to hear it. Sharon Jones, Miss Sharon Jones.
Lisa, what do you got to say about that?
I love Sharon Jones and Zap Kings, and I saw them a long time ago in Asheville, and they were amazing, and I had a crush on everybody in the band, so yeah.
It's pretty good. I'll tell you what, there's been too many people that have been taken from us too soon, Jim, and Sharon among them, Charles Bradley recently, Gore Downie of the Tragically Hip. It's just sad, and it's like bad things keep happening. We need to do something to kind of turn the tide here with losing all these talented musicians. But what we can still do is go back and explore her catalog, and
yes.
I think that's what everybody should do.
And linking up with yesterday's episode, Sharon Jones didn't get started recording until she was 40 years old.
Well done, Jim. Way to get that in there.
I accidentally hit the button there.
Yeah.
But that worked out great.
Yeah, you got a little jittery there.
So tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Go, Patrick.
I think there's probably only one person here today who has a copy of this in his collection, and he's not even listening right now. So it's a very obscure band called The World of Pooh, P-O-O-H. It doesn't have anything to do with Winnie the Pooh, but it does have something to do with a singer called Barbara Manning. This is a band she was in before she embarked on a solo career. A guy named Jay Padgett from Thinking Fellows Union. Another guy named Brendan Carney was in a band called Caroliner. They're reissuing their one and only album, The Land of Thirst, and it's coming out on November 3rd. Yeah, it looks exactly like hers. Thank you.
Security. All right. So, All right, we started the clock. What was this band? World of Pooh.
World of Pooh.
So some pretty impressive bass work in there. Did you hear that, Lisa? Yep.
Yes, I did. I would check them out. I'm going to check out their release. They sounded good.
Yeah, and Barbara Manning played bass and sang on that song, I do believe. So it all kind of comes full circle.
Played bass and sang.
Yep.
Can you do that,
same
Andy?
Time.
Yeah. All right, that was from 1989, right?
Yeah, exactly, when, and it's when out we again now, so check it out.
All right. There we go. All right, so it's Lisa's turn again. Tell me when you're ready. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
So this is a song, I think it's like 1971. It's Kevin Ayers of the Soft Machine, which is like late 60s psychedelic. And the thing that caught my attention about this song is his allusion to the Beatles in Maybe Yoko. I'm not sure if we're going to get that in the first minute, but just his spirit and allusion to things. And he passed away about 10 years ago, sadly. Great work until the end. okay. I know.
People say that they want to be free. They look at him and they look at me. But it's only themselves they are wanting to see. And everybody knows about it. We talk all night and we're all turned on. Everybody heard him singing his song, telling us there was work to be done. And we all sung the chorus of I Am the Walrus. Yes, Disneyland has come to town.
Patrick, you're familiar with that?
Yeah, a little bit with Kevin Ayers. There was a quote that I looked up. I cheated and looked it up, but I know the British writer Nick Kent once said, Kevin Ayers and Syd Barrett were the two most important people in British pop music. Everything that came after came from them.
Wow. Yes.
And that was Song for Insane Times. I think we can all relate today.
Hells yeah.
Stands up. Test of time. All right. And speaking of time, we have 4 seconds to fill here.
Yeah,
Lisa,
we
that
never
was a great
do that.
Pick.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Awesome tune.
All right, there we go. Okay, that was 2 rounds. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I need to recoup a little bit. We're going to do our promo break now.
This is going to be fun.
This is the Suburbs Pod Players. We have an addition here. We need Miss Katie, and we need Bud Verge to
Katie
please
Linehan.
Join us on the
Come
stage.
Come on down. Bud Verge, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, thank you. Bud Verge, ladies and gentlemen, probably the all-time greatest person in the history of the world.
All right,
who do I play in this scene?
You're Brad, right?
Oh, I'm Brad, okay.
You wanted to do this.
Yeah, I wanted to be Brad. I forgot, yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to be Brad. Hey, Brad.
I'm announcer.
Okay, you're announcer. Okay.
You have your parts, mm-hmm. Right? Okay. With feeling. Okay.
Once with feeling.
All right, we ready?
We're only doing it once. Is this all? Do I say this too?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just the parts that say Brad. Okay.
Yeah.
I work hard at my job, take care of my family, and every once in a while go out for a drink with the guys. But lately it's been tough. I mean, who wants to be around other people when you have an embarrassing condition? Like many people, I suffer from ITKUWMC, inability to keep up with music conversations.
Sure, everybody knows Burning Down the House, but go back and listen to the Remain in Light album. The African polyrhythms are amazing.
Seriously, and I hear a lot of talking heads and bands today. Like, would Arcade Fire or LCD Sound System even exist without their influence?
That's the guy in the big suit, right? So my doctor prescribed Rock in the Suburbs. Just one dose per day is all it takes. Soon your head will be filled with all sorts of arcane and what some might call pointless knowledge about new bands, classic bands, radio hits, the underground scene, rock, pop, soul, country, live shows, record collecting, and an overall misspent youth. I just subscribed to Rock in the Suburbs on iTunes, and every day I get music commentary fed directly into my brain.
Hey, what do you think about the new Foo Fighters album?
Well, it's pretty good, but for real rock and roll today, you should check out Beach Slang.
Mm. Yeah, or if you guys heard Lee Baines III and the Glory Fires, they're like a southern Titus Andronicus.
Brad, that's so intelligent and insightful. I hope this isn't being too forward, but what are you doing after work today? Would you like to come over to my place and, you know, listen to records?
Ask your doctor if rock in the suburbs is right for you. Take only as prescribed. Side effects may include headbanging, fist pumping, chin stroking, family shushing, inattentiveness to all surroundings, and a general sense of euphoria, especially in that one part of the song, oh my god, it's so amazing. If you experience physical exhilaration lasting 4 hours or longer, then you're taking rock in the suburbs the right way. Don't stop. Listen more. Seek immediate shelter in front of the stereo. Headphones on.
Don't let ITKUWMC cripple you socially. Take rock in the suburbs
every day.
Thank you, Katie and Bud.
You're welcome.
And yeah, I'm not doing anything later, Janet, if you want to hang out.
Okay. Round three of Let's Talk More Rock. We're going to do a special Halloween round. It's Halloween time.
Halloween. Spooky.
And so these last three songs all relate somehow to the holiday. And I'm going to go first. And I need the timer.
Halloween.
Okay. Halloween. Anybody know this band, The Cramps? So my beautiful wife, the lovely actress, Miss Katie Lenahan, she was just listening to a record with me the other day, and we both turned to each other and said, that singer sounds kind of like The Cramps, reminds us of The Cramps. So then that got me into a whole like Cramps thing and listening to a lot of Cramps songs. And so for Halloween, I think they're a good band to play because they do lots of kind of, you know, weird stuff, and like this song here.
Six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that nest aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare.
There you go, The Cramps, produced by Alex Chilton.
Produced by Alex Chilton. I'll say one thing about The Cramps. I saw the Butthole Surfers play a lot of times in my life, and I only saw them ever open up once for a band, and that was for The Cramps. They were the only band that could have the Butthole Surfers open up for them. Yep.
They do a lot of, like I said, kind of horror kind of stuff. It was a subgenre that was dubbed psychobilly.
Yeah. I read once that when Alex Chilton was recording this album, he would like hide behind doors when they came in the studio and like throw stuff at him to get him angry. So they would be angrier when they would record, like staplers.
Yeah. Lisa, you should try that when you record.
Yeah.
Throw stuff.
Make everybody angry.
Guitar player. Yeah.
All right, Patrick, your pick. Halloween.
Okay, Halloween. So I want to play this song by Los Straitjackets because the other day, actually, it's going to come out on Monday. If you listen to our podcast, I did an interview with the founders of Yep Rock Records, or one of them, and one of the guys that works there. And we were talking a lot about Los Straitjackets, and they're a really cool band. They play in wrestling masks. Sometimes they play Christmas music. A lot of times they just play stuff. Right now they're playing as Neil Young's backup band. But right here, you're going to hear them do a take on a favorite tune.
You mean Nick Lowe.
Nick Lowe, what did I say?
Neil Young.
Neil Young. Oh, that would have been great if they played with Neil Young. The 30-second thing really shamed me. Tell me if you recognize this song, though, Neil Young.
We'll be right back.
good was that?
What are those weird sound effects that are happening there?
I think the whammy bar.
All right. Kind of a similar sound a little bit to the Cramps in terms of the surf kind of influence,
surf,
that kind of thing.
Surfabilly. Yeah.
Yes. And they also wear costumes, right?
Yep.
Like a full mask, right?
Yeah, wrestling mask. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounded good.
You got to hear their, you got to see them playing Christmas carols wearing those wrestling masks. So that's even better. Like, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen and Mexican Wrestling Masks. It's really good.
Okay, Lisa.
Yeah.
You're up. This is it.
Is the timer on yet?
It's on.
I got, okay, so this next song is, so admittedly, I'm not a big Halloween music person. Thriller is probably like my closest thing that I thought of, and I feel like that might be a little bit played out. So I picked a Donovan song, which I really love Donovan. And recently when I was recording a song in her ear, Dawn was like, that sounds like Season of the Witch. So I thought it was funny because it was stuck in my head after that, too. And that's about it. Season of the Witch.
You're good at this game.
Really?
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch.
All right, I gave our guest a little extra time on that because the song required it.
Yeah.
So, but let me, phone technology. Okay, here we go. So, Season of the Witch, Donovan Leitch.
I have a hard time with Donovan. I don't know where to place him in the pantheon of rock and roll history. Do you? Because sometimes I think he's like this sort of limp-wristed folky guy, and then he does something like that, and, you know, like, maybe
wasn't
that's the wrong term. Yeah.
Wasn't he the British Bob Dylan or something?
Yeah,
like
Dylan.
Not really that good. He was kind of... His music was a little bit watered down, or I'm having a hard time.
I disagree. Right.
How do we feel about Patrick just how do we feel about Patrick just insulting our guest right here?
Sorry, Lisa.
I'm not. I don't take this personally.
Insult the song.
All right, and that. No. Ladies and gentlemen, was less talk, more rock.
Yeah. I need to end that on a sour note. Sorry, folks.
It's all good.
We're going to pick this up, though, because this is a song.
Lisa's going to save us.
Yes. This is a song that we all can agree we really like. Lisa Saeed's going to play live for us. Lisa, what are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to play a song called Regular Guy.
Awesome.
All right. That sounds great. So while she gets set up over there, we'll go through our little closing business thing. You guys feeling okay? Did you like
everybody
that?
Doing all right?
I don't know.
It'll sound better when you listen back to it.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds better the next morning. Really.
All right. So first off, I want to promote Lisa a little bit. You should visit her website, lisasaeed.com.
Yep.
LISAAID.com. I haven't even been drinking.
No.
So that's good.
You got CDs there.
There are CDs.
Yep.
There's ways you can listen to music.
You can listen to music. Find out where she's playing.
Yep. All of that.
Yep.
Right? That's the best place to go. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. There we go. And and also your stuff is on iTunes and Spotify and all those places, right?
Yes. Everywhere.
Okay. Everywhere quality music
is heard.
Is sold. Okay. And heard. Okay. And also, when you get a chance, in between listens of Lisa's music, you should listen to Rock in the Suburbs. How often?
Every day.
That would be nice. You can find...
yeah, I didn't have a chance to do forget that, that.
You can find the show on iTunes, Audio Boom, other podcast platforms. As I was just reminded, you can also interact with us because we want to hear from you and what you think of...
call us on the phone.
Anything music-related, Lisa's music, Halloween music, whatever. You can start by calling the Suburban Party line, right?
Call it up.
The number is
612-440-1984. Thank you.
1984. And we have a jingle for it, too.
Yep.
So, Lisa, check this out.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party line.
So do that when you get a chance.
That's all you have to do.
You can also email us rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. And I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to play out now with Lisa playing live here in front of this beautiful crowd. The song, again, is called Regular Guy. Also, please introduce who's playing with you again.
Darian Day has been kind enough to play with me on guitar.
All right.
Take it away.
I've been thinking it over, all the things in my head. I've been trying to get over all the things that you said. Things that we did.
Lisa Saeed, everyone.
Wow, fantastic. Regular guy.
Ready? Let's practice this. All right.
Let's talk more rock. Let's talk more rock.
There we go.
There we go. We
That's
got
better.
It.
All right.
That's the most rehearsal we've ever done
in the history of this podcast.